Good evening, this is Awani, Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 27th April, 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia reports a total of 2,733 more COVID-19 infections over the last 24 hours, remaining above the 2,000 case mark for the 13th day. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said Selangor once again logs as the state with the highest number of new cases with 750 new infections, followed by Kelantan with 484 and Sarawak with 432. Meanwhile, Kuala Lumpur reported 377 new cases, Johor 222 and Penang 115 cases. Johor Police confirmed to have arrested 10 police officers and 2 MACC officers linked to fugitive businessman Nicky Liao Soon Hee in the second phase of Ops Pelican 3.0. Johor Police Chief Dato' Ayub Khan Maidin Pichai said all those detained will be remanded for 28 days in the hope to shed light on the whereabouts of Liao, who has been on the run since last month. Popular actress Noor Niloufar Mohamed Noor and her family members were fined a total of RM60,000 over breaching of COVID-19 preventive measures at their wedding and honeymoon. Niloufar was fined RM20,000 for 2 offences, while her husband Mohamed Haris Mohamed Ismail was fined RM10,000, as well as 20 of Niloufar's family members who were fined RM1,500 each. On the international front, about 120 Myanmar youths have emerged proclaiming itself as a new fighting force against Myanmar's military junta. The youths were seen gearing up with ongoing training to fight for the people around a muddy forest clearing in the morning light in a video released by the group. India's new coronavirus cases stayed above 300,000 for a 6th consecutive day within the last 24 hours, while its armed forces pledged urgent medical aid to help battle the staggering spike in infections. Meanwhile, Gilead Sciences Inc. will give India at least 450,000 vials of its COVID-19 drug Remdesivir and donate active pharmaceutical ingredients to boost production as the country reels from surging COVID-19 cases. Separately, the European Commission has launched legal action against AstraZeneca for not respecting its contract for the supply of vaccines and for not having a reliable plan to ensure timely deliveries. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.